At one point, I was actually declared to be insane, an insane person, and committed, and told I'd spend the rest of my life in the hospital. But I got out. There were no overt symptoms until I came down with a disorder. I mean, I'd been selected for a national scholarship by the Navy and then selected again to go in the Marine Corps. I'd served 4 years, just been promoted to captain when I developed this delusional system concerning the Vietnam War. I mean, here I was working 24/7 guarding these atomic weapons, and then they locked me away and called me crazy. I was absolutely sure they were making a mistake. In my mind, and that's the way it works with schizophrenia, delusions. When you have this, you can't tell yourself that there's really something wrong with you. So I spent quite some time thinking that really there's nothing wrong with me. But after a number of hospitalizations, particularly when I was put away as insane, I thought, yeah, it's probably, maybe there's something wrong here. Not with me, but something wrong somewhere. The big thing that I feel is it's important for me to interact with the professional communities, the psychiatrists, the psychologists, the research communities, the Veterans Administration, and advocacy groups such as NAMI and the Mental Health Association, et cetera, and be a living example. I can function even though I have this disorder. And there are an awful lot of people like me. Most of them will not be open about having had these psychotic breaks. I'm not over it. I still have episodes, and the mind works funny ways, but I'm able to catch it with the medication and that sort of thing. 50 years ago, the answer to somebody being seriously mentally ill was to put them away forever, essentially. Now, 95 of those of us who were or would have been in those old state hospitals are out. Now, not all of us are doing as well as myself or some others. I mean, there are too many homeless in the streets or in jail. But I personally feel that nobody, absolutely nobody, should be given forced treatment unless they need it. But the fact of the matter is, at times, we, including myself, have needed and will need some kind of coerced, leveraged treatment to keep you from getting off the streets. So over and over again, research is showing us that people with these conditions who are receiving outpatient treatment are far less likely to be arrested than those who aren't getting the treatment, which are getting better. Now, in the old days, I didn't want to be lobotomized. I didn't want forced electroshock therapy and the terrible things that were done in the early 20th century. But for the most part, that's behind us. Starting in 2000 or so, we began to get laws trained better, and we began to get the police trained. 40 hours of training, how to interact with a person who is seriously mentally ill, and it changed their lives. When we passed those laws to get all the people out of state hospital, nobody told the policemen they were going to be the new mental health workers. It puts joy in my heart to see younger folks who have been through what I've been through coming out and deciding to join in the fight.